Armoring is the physical and emotional tension that survivors of trauma develop to protect themselves from danger. It was first described by somatic therapist William Reich almost 100 years ago. And when you're facing a physical threat, like being punched or hit, your body naturally tenses. This is a protective mechanism, and it's fueled by the fight-flight-freeze response. Now, when we're in a constant state of hypervigilance, we can develop a habit of being tense, and the brain and body get stuck in a feedback loop that leaves us feeling tight and tense without really noticing it. It's like always ready to fight or run away, even when there's no threat currently present. So your body becomes constantly tense. You'll probably especially notice this in your back, in your torso, in your neck muscles, or you might have headaches. But armoring doesn't just happen with our body. We also armor up with our emotions and with our relationships. We tense up or we wall off to avoid hurt, shame, or fear. So we see armoring in three areas. So physical, which is like chronic muscle tension, like I talked about, a tight jaw, shoulders, chest, gut. Or posturally, you're hunched, your fists are clenched, and your breathing is tight and shallow. Okay, the second place we see it is emotionally. You might feel numb, dissociated. You might feel like you can't cry or you can't feel anything. Or you might feel the need to be compulsively busy or hyper-independent. Or you just might take a very stoic stance, like, well, whatever, I don't care. Let it roll off of you, right? Okay, the third place this shows up is relationally. So this might show up as hyper-independence, always needing to do things on your own, or not really trusting anyone, withdrawal, being numb to others, isolating, blaming others, anger, defensiveness, basically any form of protecting yourself from caring or hurting.